tuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for the Scorpio Books Spotlight. And I have Belle in the studio this week.
Hello, Liam. Hello. It is such an exciting week for books in Ōtautahi Christchurch
because it's
Word Festival time.
Oh, I said this last time, but I can't believe how quickly this has come around.
I know. Every year, but there are kupu stories and ideas for everyone. So the festival starts today, in fact, and runs until this Sunday. They are welcoming some fabulous international and Kiwi writers to our fair city this week. So if you haven't explored the program, you can pick up a copy at Scorpio and get circling. So you haven't checked it out yet?
No, Liam.
Oh my God, there's so much good stuff. I'm so excited to see Meg Mason, who wrote Sorrow and Bliss, a hugely popular novel that was longlisted for the Women's Prize. And brilliant pairing. She's in conversation with Noelle McCarthy, who broke our hearts last year with her spectacular memoir, Grand, Becoming My Mother's Daughter, about...
Oh, I feel like I...
You've heard of that one?
Yeah.
About her own and her mother's struggle with alcoholism.
Mm.
So that is a fantastic pairing that I can't wait to see. There's also this year's New Zealand Book Award for Fiction winner, Catherine Chidji, who has two very different books out at the moment,
mm-hmm.
The Axeman's Carnival and the psychological thriller Pet, which is getting amazing reviews in the States at the moment. She was in the New York Times or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard of Pet. Because I guess the other one...
The Axeman's Carnival.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, blew up. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing it.
Yeah, and this Pet is so different. So she's quite an extraordinary writer.
Have you read it?
No, I haven't read it yet.
Okay.
But I'm hearing good things. There's also the brilliant Pip Adam and the extraordinary award-winning local poet Tusiata Avia. And then there's the internationals, Gabrielle Krauss, Kevin Jared Hussain, David Keenan, and that's just naming a few. So if you haven't yet checked out the program, Liam, you absolutely need to. And there's a huge range of events on offer as well, whether it's an author talk or a workshop or a poetry reading or even a quiz night. There's something for everyone.
Oh, fantastic.
And for the kids too. They've got a good kids program, so check that out. And at Scorpio Books, we are proud to be hosting a word event this week too.
Nicely done.
This Thursday evening, we're hosting the launch of Signs of Life, which is a novel by local writer Amy Head, published by Te Haranga Waka Press. Amy is the author of the novel Rotoroa, and she also wrote the collection of short stories called Tough, which won the Best First Book Award for Fiction at the New Zealand Book Awards a few years back.
Mm.
So she's just on the rise, this one. She's one to watch.
Cool.
So what's this novel, Signs of Life, about? It's set in Christchurch, which is always so exciting,
mm-hmm.
post-quakes, and the earth is still settling. Containers line the damaged streets whose inhabitants waver, like their city, suspended between disaster and recovery. Tony, very much alive, is declared dead. Gerald misreads one too many situations in his community patrol, and Boomer Carla tries online dating. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I love it already.
Yeah. So at the epicenter of these taut, magnetic stories is 20-something Flick, who, just as she's finding her feet again, faces another violent disruption, this time in human form, while her mostly ex gets set to marry. So there's nothing quite like seeing the place you live represented on the page.
Mm.
I mean, it's probably not a novelty if you live in New York or London.
No.
But for us, it's a rare treat and one you should definitely seize. The familiar streets, the way people speak to each other, the way a river runs behind a hospital. There's a particular magic to exploring the lives of the people you share the world with that's both familiar and uncanny. And having the setting instantly spring to life because you know it already is just wonderful.
Mm.
And it can show you your own home in a different light. So this is a novel made up of short stories that describe fleeting, tiny moments in the characters' lives. These fragments are disjointed, sort of disorientated even, but purposefully, because so are the characters' lives now.
Mm.
And the prose is incredibly understated. It's deliberately flat and without ornamentation. It's stripped back, slowed down, and focused on small moments surrounded by empty space. And this creates an atmosphere which is quite unique. It's eerily still and perfect for its subject matter. The signs of life are quiet, tentative, with a vague sense of fear and strangeness ever present on the periphery. But there's also such beauty and clarity and a very dry humour, which is kind of resigned to the absurdity of things. I found it so sensitively observed and deeply affecting, particularly since I've only lived in the city for 4 years and have no understanding.
Oh, I didn't know you were that new to Christchurch.
Yeah, yeah. So
oh,
I have no idea what it would have been like to live through that time. So it's such a good way for those of us who didn't live through it to remind ourselves of the extraordinary circumstances the city has been through not long ago. So this form, the novel told through short stories, is becoming more and more popular, and I love it because you get a sense of completion between each chapter rather than feeling like you have to race through the whole thing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I found myself dipping in and savouring each chapter in its distinctness. Each one hovers like the shipping container on the cover, floating strangely but intriguingly in midair. So I know it's useless to be referring to a book cover on radio, but I'm going to do it anyway. So it's an arresting cover, you must admit. It's plain purple with a bright blue shipping container that's just hovering, like very strange.
No, I'm so glad you brought
perfect.
It up.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
It's like such an interesting cover.
It is. It's instantly intriguing. So if your curiosity has been piqued, come explore this new novel, Signs of Life, with us in store this Thursday. As with all our launches, it's a free event and everyone is welcome, so please do come along. We invite you to arrive from 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start. There'll be drinks and nibbles. Amy will speak about the book and do a reading. There's a chance to ask questions and, of course, have Amy sign your copy at the end. So details are on our website. If you want to know more, www.scorpiobooks.co.nz. Oh, and that reminds me, actually, one other thing I wanted to tell listeners about is that we've recently launched a sale page on our website.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes. So
good, good, good.
Like everyone, it's a bit different, though. We're looking for ways to reduce our environmental impact. And one of the things we're trying is a sale of high-quality, important books that would otherwise go to waste. So these books are in excellent condition. Their only crime is being overshadowed and pushed off the shelves by new releases.
Yeah.
They're a bit older, but we believe they still have value and we want to give these treasures one more chance to find a good home that they deserve. So there's some great bargains to be had there, but only while stock lasts. And we do free shipping in Canterbury, so it's well worth a look.
Absolutely. Yeah, and yeah, that's such an important note to mention, I think, is let's not waste these things.
Let's not waste these
Absolutely.
Things. They are beautiful.
And so cool, you've got an event to tie your wee book to.
Yes, this Thursday.
This Thursday from 5 p.m, was it?
From, well, you can start arriving from 5:30, but it starts at
5:30.
6.
Cool. Great. Yeah. Sounds like it's beautifully written.
It is. She's quite extraordinary. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Oh, good.
I'm loving this book.
And just really quickly, it was interesting how you mentioned that shorter form is becoming more popular, because I was actually going to ask about that. I feel like we see more of it.
We do. So it's a form that was probably made most famous by the American writer Elizabeth Strout, who wrote the Olive Kitteridge series.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And since then, you know, everyone, every every book that comes out with this form is sort of compared to that one. It's right, held up interesting. As like
okay,
the pinnacle.
Okay.
And this one is not at all like that one.
Oh, right.
In terms of style or tone or anything, just in its form. But it is such an interesting way to draw a story together through fragments.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm.
And I think it certainly appeals to our sort of fractured way of thinking.
Oh, so true.
You know, attention spans and all that.
Oh, absolutely. Shorter and shorter every day, quite frankly. Indeed. I am guilty of that too,
I know,
to be honest.
We all are.
Well, Belle, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Word Festival, thank you for mentioning it. I need to come get a program.
Yeah, come get a program.
Yeah, but thank you so much for being involved and like doing lots of cool things.
My pleasure.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
And you too.